It's written that, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And so it was so. Part of the purpose of the creation of the heavens is to give us times and seasons and signs. And there are biblical precedents for all of those things. Is the second eclipse 7 years after the first one, crossing and forming the Hebrew letter Tav, which is the end of the alphabet, X'd right over a place just outside of Carbondale, Illinois, is that a sign from heaven? I can't tell you whether it is or it isn't, but I wouldn't be surprised if God was trying to get our attention. Because if there's ever a nation that stands in need of repentance, it is the modern American nation. We stand in need of repentance. It's interesting that I'm not sure what the numbers are, but however many cities there are in the United States named Nineveh, this eclipse path, the path of totality, covers all of them but one. And what did God do to Nineveh? He sent the prophet to warn them ahead of their judgment. There's also another sign in the heavens. If you know where to look during the totality of the eclipse, you can look and you can see. Now, you know, Pluto's not a planet anymore, and you're standing on Earth, but the other seven are in a virtual line, and crossing that line is a comet. Now, there's two signs in the heavens, right? You got an eclipse that reveals a planetary alignment, and a comet. One last comment. That X is about 100 miles from what they estimate the epicenter of the 1811 New Madrid earthquake was. And it is in the fault zone. And oh, by the way, in 1811, when the New Madrid showed itself, a comet was visible. Just saying. So, don't be surprised at what may happen. Don't be surprised at what doesn't happen, but just be aware that God is still God. Amen? That wasn't part of the sermon. That was an extra. Are we rolling back there, Homer?